Thank you for calling Circus Services. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, ma'am. I'm returning a call. Someone had given me a call. I've been on hold for a long time trying to call back to get an appointment scheduled. Can I give you my phone number?
Actually, I could use that address that's associated.
Sure. It's 715 Corsica, Corsica Lane. And it's Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281. Someone had called me like at 12:10 and left me a message. I was on the phone working, and then I called them right back. And then I waited like 30 minutes, and someone answered the phone and then hung up. So I'm calling back again.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize. What would be the name listed for you?
It's Aisha Hubbard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I was able to pull that up. One moment. Okay, thank you for holding. So I see that we have a service ticket for you tomorrow for the AC.
Okay, what time do you guys have it for?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, the time has not updated for you. The tech will give you a call the morning of.
Oh, no. I need to try to get the time. The girl who left me a voicemail called me and said that she was trying to give me a time for scheduling, and I've been dealing with this with you guys since like April the 8th. So I don't want to just not have a time there because last time, you know, the person didn't come to like 6:30 at night and they're supposed to come earlier. So is there any way you could put me on hold where they can find out when someone would come or what, you know, like I'm in the first window or whatnot, you know, because this has been such a long time that we've been dealing with this situation. And I just want to have a little bit more accountability, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. Now, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to reach out to anyone. I can possibly transfer you over to a supervisor, but unfortunately, the only times that we're provided with is they service from 8 to 5, and they're supposed to call you the morning of with that window that they'll be there, except for if they're running late. If you like, I can transfer you over to a supervisor. Unfortunately, they don't provide us with the window.
Yeah, a lady had called me. I don't know if she was a supervisor or not. Her name was, it was like a Hispanic lady. I don't know who called. She was calling from, I guess, the office there to actually schedule an actual time. And I did call the number back. She called me from. I left a voicemail there. But, yeah, I don't mind waiting. If you can get a supervisor for me, I would not mind talking to someone because, again, I just don't want to be left out there in the wind, like, you know, because I've had people to cancel and not show up and then, you know, don't call and everything. So it's been a nightmare.
Yes, ma'am. Allow me a moment. I'm going to put a few notes together and transfer you over to that supervisor. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am, I'm sorry. What was your name?
Taisha.
Taisha. Okay, yes, ma'am. I can definitely, I don't mind waiting.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling Circus Services. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.